This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A judge has sentenced former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters to 9 years behind bars for her role in giving an unauthorized person access to her office's election equipment. Ahead of today's sentencing, Peters says this case has harmed her life.
Yes, I'm remorseful. Yes, sir, I really am. I never expected that just doing an image, which was completely legal before and after the trusted build, would have landed me here.
But Matthew Barrett had blistering words for the former election official, saying he believed she would do it all again.
You are no hero, you abused your position, and you're a charlatan who used and is still using your prior position in office to peddle a snake oil that's been proven to be junk time and time again. In your world, it's all about you.
In his remarks, the judge says Peters has undermined trust in elections and remained defiant. Peters has maintained she had a right to do what she did. Her attorneys indicated they plan to appeal. A new partnership between the town of Vail, the resort, and developer East West Partners will allow for the construction of a fourth base village in West Lionshead. Officials say it will include workforce housing, something Mayor Travis Coggan knows the town needs.
I think it's a trend that's pretty universal in not just Colorado, but around all these resort communities, that workforce housing is really on the decline. You have a limited amount of land and just a premium that people are willing to pay.
Vail's population has fallen more than 8% since 2020. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.